Your journey this year has been different. You started out thinking you're going to be a guard. Now you're playing center. You can go both ways. So that's a big boost to you, I guess, for your future, but also really helps this team.
Yeah, just being able to be versatile, being able to play wherever the team needs me to play. And that's all I'm about. I'm all about just helping the team wherever I can. And either spot I'm comfortable at, so whatever spot they want me to play, I'll play it.
They had you playing center also last year as the backup. Is that a tough position to learn?
It can be. Center can be, you know, because you're pretty much the quarterback of the O-line. You know, you made the declares, you set the protection, you declare the mic and run games. So it's a very mental part of it, and as well as being physical as well in the offensive line, knowing that you're right in the middle of all the, you know what I'm saying, the battle. So it definitely could be challenging, but it's a great position. It's a wonderful position to play. I love it. So,
well, you're in the action all the time, and you touch the ball every play. When you get to the line of scrimmage, you guys don't huddle. You get to the line of scrimmage. What are you first looking at? Because I guess they're calling the play at the line of scrimmage, so you don't know whether it's a run or a pass till they call it out. So, what are you looking at when you get to the line of scrimmage?
The first thing I look at is see what front they're in. See if they're in the four down front, three down front. See where the mic is. Locate the mic. And then once I get the play call, then it'll determine where I want to go, where I want to set the protection, where I want to work our combination to in run game, and then go on. We can plan from there. So
you know, this happens in about 4 seconds.
Yeah, it's very fast. So once I get that play call, look, point it out, declare it, and ready to rock and roll.
Well, was that the toughest thing when you get to this level to play? Was that the toughest thing, all those responsibilities you got to have?
Not necessarily. I would say, like, just learning from high school. That's a shout-out to my high school coaches. They taught me well, taught me the game of football well. And I feel
did
like
you play center at all in high school, or you're tackling?
I was a tackle in high school, actually. So, but just really just staying in their office and, like, just trying to learn the game of football, right, really helped me. It really doing, like, it take me to many places, far places that where I can go, just with the knowledge of the game of football.
You know, Jerome, also they talk about your center position. It's a lot about fundamentals, footwork. It's little techniques. It's not just snapping the ball and going hitting somebody. You've got to do a lot of things.
Yeah, it's definitely, man, you hit the nail right there. It's all about footwork, technique, man. Technique is so important, especially at the center position, because it's not the same as being a tackle. It's not the same as being a guard, if that makes sense, mm-hmm. to where last the guy's kind of right there, right on you. So you have to be good with your first step. You have to get two feet in the ground until you can sustain within the block. And just being able to, you know, you control the ball. You control the offense, really, because, the ball can't move without you. So you have to make sure the ball is good, make sure the quarterback has the ball well, and then you have to go block, so.
Tough loss to Pitt. I know you guys are disappointed. Offensively, you moved the ball, had some chances, but you also missed a lot of opportunities, and that's the one thing you work on this week?
Oh, most definitely. Definitely went this morning and saw the corrections, saw what we need to fix. A lot of it was just us not being on the same page, and that's the whole offensive unit. And going into next week, this week right here, Tennessee Tech, I mean, we had to be right hitting on all cylinders. Make sure that we fixed the little mistakes, because they were little mistakes, but they cost in a ball game like that, because every inch, every second counts within a ball game in that way. So we had to be hitting on all cylinders. We had to be on the right page, on the same page, and just correct it.
But you learned a lot about yourself playing a good opponent like Pittsburgh.
Most definitely, Pitt was a great team. Good team, very experienced team. They had some old guys on their team. It's always good going against that. And it preps you for the season because, I mean, as the season goes on, that's what you're going to go against. You're going to go against experienced teams with knowledge of the game. And it's going to be games. It's a dog fight the whole game. It's going to be shootouts, and it's going to be a physical, tough game. So, I mean, it was great to experience that early in the season.